She was born with the audacity to auditorically augment your membrane. Audible dope for the user. Auditory truth for the insane. Important in the instrumentation of the black woman bringing the truth when she came. Her do it all for you brown-skinned girls. Queens with blood and sugar cane. All tales bring you Audie light. For your Audie days or your Audie nights. We was shook when Audie left. Press play, she'll get you Audie right. Buy the Audie cakes, hear the Audie bites. Dopest Leo ever? Yeah, Audie tight. Welcome to All Tales, an episode in the week of Audrey's life. Enjoy the show.
Hey, y'all. Hey. Welcome to... Oh, hey, Autumn. How you doing? I guess I could start. I got six people in here. That's a first I've ever had. I've never had this many people in here this early. So, hey, everybody. Welcome to season three, episode three, I think, of Odd Tales. It's me, Audrey, if you haven't figured it out by now. Hold on, give me 1 minute. I'm trying to... Y'all, something keeps biting me. And I shouldn't be scratching it, but... I don't know if y'all can hear me scratching it, but Lord... I think it was a spider because let me tell you why I think it was a spider because I was over here working the other day and let's see. Can y'all see that mark right there? That was a damn... Hey, drunk unks. Ed is not fleas. That was a spider. So I was sitting here working, minding my business. And all of a sudden, I looked over and the damn spider was on the wall. And I was like, oh, hell no. I got bit on my arm too. Like, I don't know if you could see it, but you see where it's kind of raised? It's like, wait, shit. I suck at this. Whatever. Anyways, hold on. So, yeah. That's what's going on. And then... You guys. So yesterday was Braylon. Braylon's my oldest, his birthday. And I'm super sad because he's 15. Oh no. You had a storm? Was it horrible? I know you ain't talking to me, but hi, mom. My mom's in here, y'all. if y'all are near the storms, I hope y'all are all good. Or the hurricane, all that stuff. Please be safe. What was I saying? My baby turned 15 yesterday, y'all, and I just don't know what to do with myself. Like, hey, J-Bug. 15. Hey, Myra. Nigga, I got a whole senior in high school now. Like, how do you feel? Do you feel hella old? Because I feel like, where did the time go? Like, when did this happen? Why did it happen? And how do I stop it from happening? Because, listen, I'm not prepared at all. Like, he's about to get his learner's permit. Then he's going to get his license. Then he's going to go to college. I got to get him. Well, I don't have to, but I want to get... Oh, shit. I want to get him a car. Like, your girl over here stressing. Man, I grew 18 gray hair when I got the call to get his haircut for senior pictures. And that's how I feel. And he's not even... He's a what? A sophomore. He's taller than me. He's like probably 6'1". I don't know. But I'm just like, how is this happening? His voice is hella deep. Autumn's son, she said, I'm still sad. My son turned 23 on Tuesday. Time flies. I just don't. I know, Myra. And I like, mentally, as a parent, how do you just like, you know, I know. Damn, Autumn. He said, hopefully they talking to you. They say you old. You old, sis. Drunk unks say you old. Twitty. Like, I just don't know how I can, if I can, like, mentally cope with my babies getting grown. Okay, so I know I complain a lot about my children, right? But hear me out. They still my babies, okay? I feel like I am ready for them to be grown, but at the same time, I'm not. Like, I don't know how to describe it. And it's low-key sad. Like, what am I supposed to do, y'all? What am I supposed to do when he finally gets a girlfriend and he brings her home to meet me? And just... fuck these big... So Twitty said... He's owed there. Shit, I'm owed too. I started a new campaign, y'all. It is hashtag fuck these big little kids. And listen, I say fuck these kids on the regular, but like, I'm for real distraught. I just mentally can't wrap my brain around it. Like, I just remember when he was first born, and now here he is, a grown ass man, deep voice, and I'm not ready. So, but he said he had a good, I mean, it sucks because usually I try to go all out for their birthday, but you know, with Rona, we can't do nothing. So we didn't really do too much. But I think I'm still in shock that he's 15. So there's that. I was thinking about this the other night. Okay, so y'all know how I added single confessions of a single parent. So I was thinking about my last episode, and I was talking about how my middle kid always has like a what if question. And he honestly gets it from me. So I wanted to add a what if segment on here too. Before y'all judge, because y'all know it's about to be something ridiculous, hear me out. It's going to be great, okay? Because between me and Darian, we have the wildest what if questions. So some of the questions will be straight from me, but I'm going to include questions from Darian. Every time he, well, I can't say every time because he asks what if a lot. So whenever I feel like it's a good what if question, I'm just going to whenever it's a good what if question, I'm just going to write it down. I'm going to present it to you guys, okay? So keep that in mind. We're going to have two sessions or two. Is it sessions? Two whatevers. Segments. That's what it is. Two segments. One is going to be confessions of a single parent. Another one is going to be what if. And Myra just said, what if you didn't ask questions? Then I have my own what ifs. I always have a what if. Oh, my bad. I didn't have to put J-Bug up there. I always have a what if. So if he doesn't have one, I'll have one. So which one y'all want to hear first? Confessions of a single parent or a what if? Also, shout out to Gabe. I know he's not on here, but he had gave me the scarf like forever ago, and I'm trying to learn how to like play. What the hell? I'm trying to learn how to like style my hair with scarves. Like, I have this bun that is just not acting right, and I need to wash my hair too. But I probably look crazy. I'm thinking about just taking it off. Anyways, okay, so Myra said, what if? Let me think of one real quick. I had one, and I forgot it. So let me do confession. No, I'm going to do the what if. Okay. What if my attention span is wild? I know, girl. I'm trying to get it together. Otto says she still ain't learned how to properly use a scarf. Listen. It's a learning process. I just be wrapping around my damn head. I'm telling you, I know I look crazy, but whatever. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna keep playing with it. Okay, what if? one day you woke up. Y'all ever seen that show, Last Man on Earth? What if you woke up one day and you was the last person? No, that's what it was. Okay, so it's going to be two what ifs. What if you woke up and you was the last person on Earth? Like, literally, no one else was there. And then you found out, my mama said, what if those aliens biting on your arm? Really? Really? The only aliens that are biting me are these kids in this damn house. But what if the corona, right? Let's start there. The COVID. Or not even there. Let's just back up to like 2 years ago. We have all this time, the entire time, like every time we have like a natural disaster or a pandemic or whatever, it's really like the rapture. Is that what it's called? What if they were just like secretly going off to heaven and like we were all just left here? Y'all ever think about that? What if? Crazy, right? Like, because so many people are dying. And what if it was that? Like, just one by one, everybody's going, whatever, and we're just left here to figure it out. But yeah, and then also, what if you was the last person with everybody left? Is it called a rapture? I can't think of it. But what if everybody left and you woke up and you was the only person still here on this earth? Like, how would you feel? Like, Autumn, she said, what are we talking about? I got lost. Focus, okay? Hey, Tam. Focus. We just here struggling, suffering. It's hell, I tell you. Okay. Tam, you just came in, so I'm going to repeat it again. Okay, Tam. So I'm doing two segments now. I have a what if segment and confessions of a single parent, right? My head hurts. I'm taking this off. So we started with what if, right? My question was, what if, damn, I got a bobby pin in here. What if you woke up? No, let's start the rapture one, right? I think, is it rapture? What if this whole time, like every time there was like a natural disaster or a pandemic or whenever someone died, it was just a whole like the rapture going on. It was a rapture going on and it was just like everybody's dying, they going to heaven and we just like the heathens of the earth. So they left us. You ever thought about that? What if that's what was happening? That's why everybody's dying because... Yes, it's the rap. Thank you, Myra. Good. No one was answering me. Like, y'all, I asked y'all about 10 times. Is it the rapture? Anyways, what if that's what was happening? For the last couple of years, it's just a rapture. And then people are just, like, you know, God is just like, oh, you're good. So I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you. No, you little heathen. You can stay. Blah, blah, blah. What if that's what it was? And then the second question was, what if you woke up and you was the last person on earth? Like, my mama said, if I was the last person on this earth, I would make Walmart my home. Everything's in there. Yes, it's rapture. Autumn said, well, Myra said she thought about it when her granny left her. Autumn said, hit blunt. It's blunt. Damn, that would be wild. Tam, why you gotta see? Let me tell you something about Tam and Autumn real quick. Because that should be a segment too. Just talk about Tam and Autumn because they just be giving me hell for no reason. You can't ever just ask Tam a question and expect her to answer it. She has to, her and Autumn have to ask you a million and one questions. Like, just answer the question. So I got left behind though, but why though? I don't know, because maybe God looked at you and was like, you a heathen. But then she said, no, but I love God. Why would he play? I'm just saying. But yeah, like that's wild, right? That if you woke up and there was literally no one here on this earth and it was just you. I don't know what I would do. Because really money wouldn't matter anymore. What could you do? Tam says she needs background information to make an informed decision. Really? Well, even after the rapture happens, for those who are left behind will be given a second chance to get themselves together for the final. What if that doesn't happen? I have so many what ifs, y'all. I could do a whole episode of what ifs. Y'all would be like, this girl is tripping. You know what I was thinking about doing? A whole episode of, I wanted to do this for my birthday, but I was like, nah. 34 things I hate. Or 34 things I don't like. Tam is hashtag team too much. Okay, we also have PJ. So PJ is Autumn's cat. No, it would just be you. Like literally no one, no animals, nothing. Just you. No. Okay, I'll take that back. We can include animals because you got to eat. Who are you going to repopulate with? Myra. Ed, give me two things I hate. Go ahead. How are you going to repopulate if it's just you on Earth by yourself? What are you going to do? Autumn said, nah, God gotta go and take me too then. Eating animals is why we have a pandemic. But you still eat animals, right? Are you a vegan? I'm pretty sure you're not a vegan. Anyways. Ed said, starts with a B, ends with an N times two. Whatever. Anyways, so that was my what if question. Something for y'all to think about if y'all smoke. Maybe you should think about it while you're high. It could be a topic conversation with you and your family, whatever. And shout out to Jay Boog. She said, hashtag team vegan. I try to be a vegan. I mean, it was good. I'm a texture person, so I didn't like a lot of this meat substitutes. But I don't eat pork and stuff like that. I eat chicken and seafood. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to be a pescatarian. But I put chicken back in my diet. Anyways, so confessions of a single parent. Confessions of a single parent, y'all. Whoop, whoop. I need to play like some music for each of my segments. Like how Autumn has the Shut the Fuck Up Award. And she plays that song. I need to come up with something. Single parent confessions. Y'all, can y'all tell I just don't be prepared? I do not be prepared for this. So you know how I always talk about I want my kids gone? Well, I want my kids gone, but I don't trust nobody to watch my kids except for my mama. Isn't that sad? So many people used to be like, why don't you put them in daycare? Well, when they were younger, why don't you put them in daycare? Listen, I don't trust them. I don't trust nobody to watch my kids. As much as I want them to leave, I don't trust anybody but my mama and like my brother to watch my kids. Because people are crazy. And I promise you, I'll go to jail over mine. They get on my damn nerves, but they mine. So, Mari said in me, stop playing. Yeah, you can watch my kids. But the list is very, very small. Anyways, so today, okay, y'all know how I told y'all like a couple episodes ago, like I'll be up all night thinking about what I want to talk about. And then I like kind of run the whole show through my head. It's annoying. That's right, Autumn. Autumn said, I still go to jail over mine. Oh, not you. Damn, y'all know my attention span is lame. Oh, so y'all know, okay, I was talking about the other day how I think it's anxiety. I don't know. So when I'm about to do something, I have to run it through my head 1,000 times. And so you can imagine how I am every week when today pops up, when I have to go live. I run everything through my head of how I think it's going to work out, what I'm going to say. I do like a rehearsal in my head. It's stupid and it keeps me up all night. Well, not all night, but it keeps me up for a while and it's annoying, but I can't help it. So I was in bed running this show through my head. And I started thinking about, I don't know how I started thinking about this, but see, Autumn, she says she does it too, and it drives her nuts. I don't know why. It's like, I can't stop. It's so annoying. And it's not like I do it one time. It's like I do different versions in my head. Like, okay, if it doesn't work out this way, then I can do it this way. If this topic doesn't work out, you know, I don't know. It's just annoying. Anyways, in the middle of me trying to figure out what I was going to talk about and running the show through my head, I wanted to talk about, yes, mommy, it's Autumn the girl with the dog. Show is with the ugly, oh, I wish I had the, I do have a picture. I should put it up here on my thing where the Odd Tales logo is. Yes, Autumn is the girl with the dog that has the overbite. He's a labradoodle, lobster somebody. I don't know. Lobster tail. I don't remember what her dog is. Some made up dog with the overbite. But yes, mommy, that's her. The girl with the dog. But she don't have the, his name is Sunny. She don't have Sunny no more. She just has PJ. PJ's a black cat. Anyways, so as I was laying down thinking about what I was going to talk about on my show, I thought about, for some odd reason, happiness. Happiness popped up in my head, and I wanted to discuss that with you guys. She said it was a lassapoo. I ain't never heard of no lassapoo. A lobster. Lobster poo. Anyways, happiness. Because I feel like I am truly happy now with everything. And it took me a long time to get to this point. I've said this before, probably jokingly, but then again, I was probably serious. But I don't know if it's the meds or I'm just in a good place in my life, whatever. I like it. And I was just thinking about, like, how did I get here to this position and how, you know, how I can stay here, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, for the longest time, you know how they say in order to be happy in a relationship, blah, 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 you got to be happy with yourself. Like, no one else can make you happy. I was that person. I always thought my significant other or whoever, people around me were supposed to make me happy. Yeah, I know I just turned 34 and it took me 33, almost 34 years to realize that nobody can make me happy. I have to make myself happy. So that's going to be the conversation today. I hope y'all ready. And if you're not, oh well, we're already here. So, like I said, I was that person that was like, you know, I thought my husband was supposed to make me happy. I thought, you know, my kids, I mean, my kids make me happy, but you get what I'm saying. Like, I didn't realize I have to make myself happy. If that makes sense. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it was a very long process and it really made me sit there and look at myself differently because it's like, damn, I was really relying on other people to make me happy when I could have just made myself happy this entire time. It's not, and I know people are still like depending on other people to make them happy. Like, if you are, you should stop. Because let me tell you. Yes, Autumn says, you know, I preach this on the podcast all the time. She does. If you don't know by now, this is Autumn from Lit Life podcast. And she does talk about living your life autonomously. and being happy with yourself and living your best life. And she has some crazy stories too. Like, she was talking to some dude with no teeth either. But anyways. So I wasn't the only one that was bamboozled. But yeah, Myra said, you'll forever be sad. People aren't dependable. And that's right. That's why I said, you can't really depend on people to make you happy, because at the end of the day, someone, they're going to disappoint you. Like, it never fails. Like, and I always had the problem of, I see people's potential and not exactly what they're showing me right then and there. Like, and that's why my relationships lasted so long, because I could see the potential in people, but I would like just ignore what was going on, because I'm like, it is what it is. We're going to get past it, whatever, because I feel like this person could be a good person, you know, whatever. And like Myra said, they build you up to let you down. So to throw all of your eggs in one basket is just a dangerous game to play, because like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to suck for you, because what are you going to do when that person's gone? Like, you have no choice but to make yourself happy, you know? So, I don't know. It's just, like I said, it took me forever to get to this point and realize, you know, whatever. Tam said, damn, I fall in love with people's potential over and over again. Right. And that is why I am divorced and single right now with two kids, because I fall in love with people's potential. Like, and it's crazy. And I told myself I was never going to do it again, but my mom said, we are all in charge of our own happiness. Once we learn our worth within ourselves, nobody can take that away. Peace within our own soul is the best love and happiness you can give to yourself. This took me a long time to learn for myself. And Tam said, writing harder for them than they do for... Listen, I'm the queen of ride or die. I'm a ride for you, even though you half-ass ride for me. And it's sad. Again, this is the reason why I don't have my camera stuff. This is the reason why I left Cali. This is the reason why all those things that I've talked about in season one and season two has happened to me, because I ride for people way harder than they ride for me, and then I fall in love with their potential. Myra said potential is what had me talking to... baby carrot. Never mind. Y'all put two and two together. Yeah, man, it's just, I'm hoping, well, I feel like I'm gonna be single for the rest of my life, but I'm hoping the next person I don't fall in love with the potential. Ed's my best friend. She said, oh my God, yes, Cali was a huge eye opener, and we've only gone uphill since then. So much growth. See, she realizes my growth. Like, you guys just don't even understand. Like, I feel like ever since I left Cali, like, everything has just been, I don't know. I'm just in this amazing space, and like, everything is just amazing. I mean, besides the Rona and stuff like that, but with me, myself, y'all hear Caden crying. He wants me to open a door. So yeah, like, and I need more people to realize, like, you have to make yourself happy. And don't be like me and find yourself in these situations and you just can't get out of it. I don't know what is wrong with me, but I'm not going to go get him, Ed. No. Damn, I forgot what the hell I was saying. Thank you, Ed. Anyways, y'all got to find happiness within yourself. And what they're probably like, this is probably like a bad couple to kind of like use for this example because of the whole entanglement thing. But I remember Will and Jada had said something like this, like, I think Jada was looking at Will to make her happy, and he was looking at her to make him happy or some shit. I don't remember, but again, I don't know if they're the best people to use for this example because of that whole entanglement thing, but they were still speaking facts. Like, you have to be happy with yourself first, yourself, your situation, all that stuff. If you're not happy with yourself, what makes you think you're going to be happy in a relationship or anything else? Like, again, stop looking at people to try to make you happy, because it's not going to happen. It's not. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you. I've experienced it. These damn children. So yeah, that was weighing heavy on my mind. And hopefully, if y'all in that position where you feel like you have to rely on someone else, Myra said, let me put this on the damn screen. I'm in an entanglement. They are because she said she was with August. So to feel good, because she hasn't felt good in a while. I'm thinking, that's why I'm just looking at the screen. She hasn't felt good in a while. Like, so you, okay. I mean, I know that's what she said, but I just don't. She was the same one that was talking about happiness, though. You have to find happiness, whatever. Anyways, we're not going to talk about entanglements because that's stupid. I don't believe in entanglements. She was in a whole relationship. That's not an entanglement, but whatever. Happiness, y'all. Focus on yourself. Make yourself happy. Because if you're not happy, you can't make nobody else happy. I know if I'm not happy, my kids won't be happy. Like, because your children see everything. Like, whether you see it or not. If they see you down or whatever, it's going to make them down. And that was another thing. I know my mom, she used to always, like, tell me all the time, like, you know, your kids see everything you do. You got to, you know, be happy, you gotta get your mind right, you gotta do this, and she's right. So if my kids, and I've noticed ever since like we moved and stuff like that and everything's just been going great, my kids are in better moods too. That was an excuse to make her, oh, entanglement is in the Bible, surprisingly, is not a good thing either. She told Will that's why she was with him. She was dependent on men to be happy. Right. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like that was me. Like, I was like, okay, I'm in this relationship, so your job is to make me happy. Point blank, period. I'm supposed to make you happy, and you're supposed to make me happy. And then you're supposed to make my kids happy. But I always hit something on this damn thing. But that's not how that works. You can't do that. Stop doing it. Whatever y'all do, stop it. Because you're not going to find happiness in somebody else. You got to find happiness within yourself first. Hold on. To feel less than like a whore. Really, mommy? Oh, no, that was Myra. We have a special guest in the house. Everybody say, hey, Kaden. Say hi. Say what up, y'all. And you're right, mommy. Women love harder than men. It's a Dan. So that's just my little rant. Hopefully it made sense because I'm scattered brain. Listen, I'm tired, y'all. I am exhausted because I haven't been sleeping well lately. I've been running around like a madman. I'm trying to make sure my baby had a good birthday. Trying to make sure Work, well, work's been hectic. Bye. Oh, okay. And then, like I said, so y'all remember I told you I take an hour after work. So I haven't been able to take an hour after work lately, and I'm exhausted. But I felt like, I don't know if I'm going to do the hour thing anymore, y'all. I just have so much that I have to do. Like today I went grocery shopping. I still have to do homework. And then the hour, I realized after the hour, I just didn't want to do anything else for the rest of the day. I just instantly got lazy. So, oh, my baby left me. So, yeah, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Ooh, in school. I told y'all I started school again. So there's that. There was something else I want to talk about. It was on my phone. Give me 1 minute. Y'all know I'm never prepared. No. I need a nanny. I don't trust people. Mommy, you're my nanny. Okay? And you're sick, so I can't even do that. Speaking of sick, y'all need to be careful out here in these Rona streets. Like, I don't understand why y'all still, not y'all, y'all, but y'all. I don't understand why y'all still out here in these streets just running around like Rona ain't out there. It's crazy. Like, I just need people to do better because I'm tired of being, well, I'm a homebody anyways, but my kids need to go back to school. So. Myra says she'll be my nanny. Okay. We can have the kids. I just need a day. That's it. Anyways. Oh, so when was it? Tuesday. Yeah, I remember last week I was talking about why men can't take the same hurt as women or whatever. You see his greedy behind? So I had somebody that was watching my live last week from their show is called The White Pants Society. And I suck because I don't even really know his first name. So I apologize. I'm trying to find it now. You know, you just be meeting people on Twitter. Anyways, so he talked about that topic on his show. And pretty much what he said is just an ego thing. Like, that's it. It's just ego. Their egos can't handle us doing what they're doing. And then, of course, it's different because with guys, they just go around and just sleep with whoever. There's no strings attached, no emotional attachment, blah, blah, blah. But with females, we actually are like emotionally invested. Come here. See, look at my grown baby, y'all. That's it. He's 15. But yeah, and I mean, I get it, but at the same time, like, just don't do stupid things. Like, if you don't want me to turn around and do the same thing, then you shouldn't be doing it either. I told y'all, well, not anymore. I was about to say, I told y'all before, I'm tit for tat, but I don't think I'm tit for tat anymore. Whatever. Speaking of, listen, I'm sick of y'all calling me the shade queen, petty, and all that stuff. When I tell y'all season 3 is about growth, okay? And I've grown, all right? Shoot, I'm not petty, super petty, or the shade queen anymore. I just tell it like it is. And also, because for some odd reason people forget this, I have no problem adding anybody on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If there's a problem, I'm going to add you. Tam and Autumn. You know I'm about to talk about y'all. Let me go ahead and tell y'all right now, they ain't shit. And I let them know they ain't shit. Because like I said, they always, always on my ass about something. And I just don't understand why, because I just be chilling. Like, I really be chilling. I can't even tell. I'll tell them a story. I'll tell them something. And then it's always turned into something much bigger. And I'm just like, come on, dog. Like, it's not even that serious. You damn right. This track heating up. I told you I'm going to have a segment called Tam and Autumn. The Tam and Autumn. I need to come up with a name for y'all. Y'all could catch Tam at Tamara Dawn or Tamara to the Break of Dawn podcast. Her name is hella long, so whatever. Anyways, but in this journey of growth, I just realized some of my friends ain't shit. And y'all just be trying to get me out of character, and I don't like it. I'm trying to grow here, y'all. There go my other nosy kid. I don't understand why they just walk in my room like they don't see me recording. They say, my mom said, they say you throw shade so you won't see their shade. Shade sisters. That's, yep. Shade sisters. That's what I should call they at.
You okay?
That's what I should call them. The shade sisters. I am recording. Get out.
Sorry.
Take your brother with you. Take your Oreos with you. You don't have your mom believing your lies. My mom knows. Mom. No, I'm not about to ask you. Listen, y'all just messed up my growth, okay? I need y'all to stop. It's been a long process to get here. If y'all would have known me before this year, before this growth process started, y'all would have been like, oh, yeah, you were hell back then. So, Tam, this is mainly for Tam and Autumn. That should be their names, the Shady Sisters. Yep. Tam and Autumn and everybody else that keeps trying to get me out of character. It's not going to work because I'm grown now, okay? I'm 34. I see life differently. I'm not about that life anymore. Okay? And I just need you to accept it. All right? So. And no, Tam. Ask her what? If I'm shady? Or if I'm whatever? No. Anyways. That's all. Hi. Jay over there co-signing like a mug. Because y'all always listen. So I think I told y'all. I did tell y'all last time. We have a show called Podcast Happy Hour, right? And it's Tam, Tamara, Autumn, J-Boog, Chris, and myself. And we did the episode, when was it, last week? It's on Tamara to the Break of Dawn. It's on her podcast. And you are here. I am literally just chilling. Jay's chilling, whatever. And they just be coming for us. And I just don't understand. See, here come my mama. I seen them jumping on you about the eclair, the dog, and the cat. Tam was high as F. And Autumn was trying to prove her point with the dog. Oh, let me close my door. Hold on. Go listen to the episode. Every month we're doing podcast happy hour, but every month it switches up and is on someone else's show. So like September, we'll be on Autumn's show, Lit Life Podcast. October, we'll be on Jay Boog's show, I think. Jay's Quick Three. There you go. Next podcast, happy hour live here on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. 9:16 at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, join us. And you will hear the shade from the Shade Sisters towards me and J-Boog. It's ridiculous. I'm be chilling. Listen, I be getting on these shows, especially the podcast Happy Hour. I think it's okay. So let me stop. I think my anxiety kicks in. And I, because if you've ever been in the Zoom with me, I'm 95% of the time I'm quiet. And I don't know if it's because it's just too much going on. I don't know, but I just sit there and I just listen. So tune in. Actually, I'm gonna leave that out there. Y'all should tune into our podcast Happy Hour and hear the shade they be throwing. And I just be sitting there minding my business. J-Bug too. They try to get on her about her damn chips last time. Like, and it'd be simple things. And it's just like, come on, y'all. So, like I said, I think I'm going to have a segment called The Shade Sister Segment. The Shade Sister Segment. And I wish I could tell y'all about the betrayal from Autumn, but I can't. Just know your girl was hurt because I've been bamboozled for what? How long have I known you? A year? And I'm still not over that. But Tam said, me and Autumn own our shade, but you and Jay don't. But I need y'all to like break it down to me about how or what I'm shady. Because Penrose be saying the same thing too. He calls me shady. I just don't understand why. But anyways, that's all I got for y'all. Because I'm hungry. I need to go eat. I'm tired. And I still got to do homework. And I still got to work out. So again, where is it at? I'm going to post it one more time. Our next podcast happy hour will be live here on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube September 16th at 8:45 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you join us. Again, it will be Autumn. She's from her show is the Lit Life Podcast. Tamara, her show is Tamara to the Break of Dawn. J-Bug, her show is Jay's Quick Threes. Yes, Jay's Quick Threes. And then Chris, her show is Shenanigans with Friends. And then, of course, me. It's all of us. We're just talking. We all bring our own little segments from our show to that show, and then we just discuss whatever. So make sure you check us out. And again, we'll give y'all a heads up for each month. Like I said, September is Autumn. I think Jay is doing October. I'm doing November, and Chris is doing December. So make sure y'all follow me on all social media platforms at Odd Tales Pod. That's AUDTALESPOD. So you can get updates on that. I will include their show information too, and this information about the next podcast thingy. Quick. Well, no, never mind. I guess that doesn't matter. Also, if you missed tonight's live, you can still catch it on YouTube. I know I look crazy, but whatever, it is what it is. You can catch the episode on Tuesday, and then you can catch the visuals on YouTube on Tuesdays, or you could just listen like usual on Tuesdays. Well, I don't want to say Tuesdays because I've been late lately. I've been dropping it on Wednesdays. So just check between Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I don't know. Whenever I remember to drop it. And then Tam said I don't look crazy. Aww. See, she's nice to me sometimes when she wants to be. I think I'm the baby of the group. And so they just pick on me from time to time. But I'm tough. I can take it. I got to give y'all some advice for the week, huh? Be happy. Don't look for others for happiness. You create your own happiness. Go out there and be great. Black Lives Matter. Always remember that. I was going to say something about that, but I'm not even. Y'all know what's going on. Be safe, all my Black folks. And yeah, I guess I'll catch y'all next Friday at around 8. Oh, real quick, before I go, I want to tell y'all about what I did, and I just feel like such an adult. So your girl is finally a Sam's Club member. Whoop, whoop. And I went today to go grocery shopping. Y'all, I feel super official. Like, I feel like a real life adult now. And it's low key crazy because I've never been to the Sam's Club. I never thought about having a Sam's Club membership, but I just feel so official and it's crazy. And the best part is they have this app, right? And you can go in and you literally just, you can scan all the things and then adds it to your cart on the app and you check out when you're ready to go. Like, you don't have to register and then like that. And it charges your card that's on file. Like, how dope is that? So me and the boys were walking around, we were scanning everything. And when we realized we were done, I just hit at the top, check out. And then it had a little, what's that? The scanny thingy. And you just present at the door, the lady scans your receipt, and you're done. Like, how bomb is that? You don't have to go to the checkout or to the register and nothing like that. You literally scan as you're shopping, and then you check out when you're done. Like, and what's crazy, this is how I know, like, I'm, like, officially an adult, because I'm super excited about that. Like, who gets excited about things like that? Anyways, so... you guys should check it out. I mean, if you, it's like $45 for the regular membership and then $100 for the plus. It's only, you only pay one time for the whole year, but it's definitely worth it. Especially if you have greedy kids, you know, them kids are not going back to school this year. So y'all should stock up. And let me tell you, our pantries are stocked, and I already gave the speech to my children. This should last the rest of the, well, not the rest of the month, but this should last for a good minute. So I just wanted to talk about my adult accomplishment today. Anyways, y'all take it easy. I hope you have a good weekend. Again, follow me on all my social media sites, platforms, whatever you want to call it. And I'll check. See, hold on. I'm like, you know, those black mamas that say bye and they never hang up. That's me. My mama does it to me every day. I did want to say something real quick. It's like when I'm about to go, I think of something else. You know, some fool tried to scam us today by saying they stole Autumn's pictures from Facebook. I mean, from IG, and then try to add us on IG talking about their other account got hacked. So that's why they're adding me now, or adding us now. And they were trying to scam us for like some grant or whatever. We had to pay whatever. But I'm just like, you can't do that, because I talked to this girl in real life. So like, and she came in here and was like, hey, because we're in a group chat. She came and was like, hey, that's not me sending y'all a friend request. Report it. So it's like, we already had the heads up, but you know us, we crazy, and we was going along with it anyway. So the person hit me up and was like, no, I hit them up and I was like, why'd you get another page? And it was like, oh, because my first page got hacked, whatever, blah 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 blah. And I was like, oh, okay, so are we still good for this? Are we still on for this weekend? They was like, yeah. I was like, oh, can you send me the location again? They ain't say nothing. So meanwhile, we're in the group chat and we're telling Autumn what's going on. And then finally, I was like, look, bro, like, oh, yeah, they said it was a Trojan horse virus. Really? So I'm like, okay, so obviously I know you're not Autumn. So you should just go ahead and just delete the profile, bro. Like, I just don't get it, man. Y'all need to, that should be the advice for a week. Stop trying to scam people. Because like I said, I talk to her in real life pretty much every day. Like, you really didn't think, like, did you not think I wasn't going to be like, hey, Autumn, why are you talking to me on IG? Why'd you make a second page? Like, you didn't think I would question that? So dumb. Don't scam people. That's the second advice for the freaking week. While you're enjoying your weekend, don't scam people. All right? All right. That's all I got for y'all. For real this time. Bye.